It would have been better if they had found an alternative place to move the people to before driving them away from their current locations. But there again, from our own experiences in the past, a little too often, as we begin to move into the cities and we set up all these shacks and the wayside cellars, we end up blocking the ways of the pedestrians. We end up blocking the ways of parking spaces for vehicles. So in effect, what you end up doing is that you end up creating an indiscipline or an irresponsible movement of vehicles in the town.
Are you justifying President Robert Mugabe's stance?
No, I'm not trying to justify what may be going on. I'm just trying to give you a slight explanation of what we've been through ourselves. So, in effect, what you end up doing is that the end result is that you slow down the movement of the economy because goods and movements cannot move as fast as they could because hawkers have taken over the roads, etc. And we have quite a bit of that.
In Ghana, you undertook a similar operation to clean the streets. How differently did you do it?
In our situation, alternative places were provided in our time. Yes, I cannot say that the same for the current government in my country. So, besides, don't forget that the Western media, sometimes fairly objective, but President Mugabe has become their target.
Why do you think Mugabe has become the target for the Western media?
Because that man is nobody's lackey, he's nobody's pawn. That man is a Pan-Africanist and he may be a little bit high-handed on certain issues, but he's nobody's pawn. I wish we had a few more African statesmen as strong and as determined with his level of integrity. I mean, can you imagine that because of his land policy, he became even more popular than his neighbor in South Africa? So you've got to take a good measure of these things so that sometimes when the Western media are trying to pummel in and to hammer at President Mugabe, do they have a good reason? Are the reasons justifiable? But what I would like to suggest, though, I haven't gone there myself. I only hear some of these things.